to show the grace. Various corners and quarters. I might sit and I say, Lord, this is so unfair because this isn't me. People can say what they want. But it's how we react and how we respond. And I've really been looking into grace because I've really needed to understand grace again this week and how to deal with people. And my expression for this week and my normal peace and grace be with you. No words of anger. Peace and grace be with you. And they don't like it because they want me to react. But it's not what they want, it's what Jesus wants. It's Jesus in me. So I'm speaking this morning about the power of God's grace. I think that we live. Believers not react. And other people. So I just thought let's look at this morning, and I'm sure you're going to think, listen, you know, we're mature Christians, we know what grace is, but I think it's good just to get a little freshening on it. So I'm diving deep this morning into the heart of the gospel, and that's the truth of God's grace. What it is, how it saves us, how it restores us, and how it changes our lives. And I believe that by the end of this message, we will not only understand God's grace more clearly, but we will also be ready to walk in it more boldly. So what is grace? Grace is God's unearned, unmerited favor. It is God's kindness that is freely given to us. Not because we deserve it, but because He loves us. We look in Ephesians chapter 2, it reminds us that salvation is not something that we achieve, but it is a gift that sets us free from striving, from fear, and from shame. Just picture for a minute in your mind someone handing you a priceless treasure, something you could never afford, never earn, and never deserve. That is grace. God's gift of salvation through Jesus. Grace means God forgives, restores, and blesses us even when we fall short. It's not about us getting everything right, because that's impossible, isn't it? But it's about His mercy reaching us right in the place where we are. And I'll ask you a question this morning. Are you resting in His grace? Or are you trying to earn what God freely gives to us? Ephesians 2 verse 8 to 9 says, "For it is by grace that you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, but it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Church, would you hear this clearly? Salvation is not about how good we are. It's about how good God is. We cannot take credit. We can only say, thank you, Jesus. I often find myself asking the question, am I trusting in what I do? Or am I trusting in what Jesus has done? Luke chapter 15, verse 22 to 24, tells us the story of the prodigal son. The father didn't wait for the son to clean himself up, but he ran to him. He wrapped him in a robe and he put a ring on his finger. He restored him fully. This is what God's grace does. No matter how far away we've wandered, grace runs to meet us. Grace restores what was lost. Grace brings you back into your identity as a child of God. I've often felt like the prodigal, and perhaps you have as well. But I've always found that no matter how far away I felt from God, it ultimately ended with me longing to come back home. And I've always just thought it absolutely wonderful that God's grace has restored me, that I am His child, that I am fully loved, that I am fully forgiven, that I am fully welcomed into His presence. See, sometimes we think that grace is only about forgiveness. But Corinthians 12 verse 9 tells us something more than that. It says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Grace gives power. It empowers us to endure, to serve, resist temptation, and to love when it's hard to love. Paul's testimony, he speaks about the thorn in the flesh. He prayed for God to remove it, but God gave him better. Grace was enough. Where are you needing God's strength today? Are you trying to do it in your own power? Now perhaps we should just say together this morning, if you want to say after me, I declare that God's grace empowers me. God's strength is made perfect in my weakness. Titus 2 verse 11 to 12 says, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age." Grace doesn't lower the standard, but it gives us the strength to live up to God's calling. Grace transforms our hearts, our desires, our choices. Grace trains us for godliness. And I pray that you would declare today that God's grace is transforming you. That you will say no to sin and yes to righteousness today. And finally, grace is not a one-time gift, but sustains us every single day. 16 says, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Every day, God invites you to His throne to receive fresh grace. Grace that sustains you in trials. Grace that overflows to others. By drawing grace. Now I pray that overflow through you today and into the future. That you'll show grace to someone who needs it. That you'll let grace guide your words, your actions, and your attitudes. Come on, let's just declare this. I declare that God's grace sustains me daily. His grace will overflow through me to bless others. You just stand up with me. Father, thank you for your amazing grace. Lord, thank you that grace saves us, restores us, and empowers us. Thank you, Lord, that your grace transforms us and sustains us. Lord, help us to walk in your grace every day. Lord, help us to share that grace with the world. In Jesus' name. Today is the day that we can stop striving and start believing. And simply say after me, Lord Jesus, I receive your grace. I trust in you. Forgive me. Restore me. Empower me. Transform me. Sustain me. I surrender afresh to you. Amen. So go out into this week and walk in grace. Let grace be your strength, your peace, and your testimony. There's one thing that the world really needs right now, and that is to see the grace of God in his people. Hallelujah. Short and sweet this morning.